This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary. It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
It's the dictionary.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary. My name is Spencer, and this is episode F225. 225, silly voice at the beginning, like a cartoon, because that is what I am. The first word in this episode is, it is FRM, all caps. It's an abbreviation for fixed rate mortgage. And I finally have one of these, because I'm an adult. Yay, fixed rate mortgage. The interest rate doesn't change. You know what you're paying every month. Woo-wee! My sound effect today shall be... I guess we'll just go ribbit. Now we have the word fro or fra. You could say fra or fro. First form, it's just F-R-O. It is a preposition from the 13th century. It is a British dialect, and it means from. So the British people don't like to say from. They like to say fra or fro. How do you use it in a... Where are you fra? You can't say the M? What's... It's only certain British people, though. It's a dialect. All right. Ribbit. The second form of the same word, but this one is only pronounced fro. It is an adverb from the 14th century. The synonyms are back and away. And this is used in the phrase to and fro. Rocking back and forth, to and fro. The seesaw goes to and fro. One person has... braids, and the other has a fro. Why isn't the afro in here? I guess it's because it starts with an A, for sure. But there's no... You'd think that the fro would be here. I'm getting a bit of a fro. I need to cut my hair. It's getting kind of poofy. It's poofing out on the sides, and I'm not a fan of the big poofy. I don't know. I could just go crazy, but I'm not going to. Ribbit. Next is frock. First form. Noun from the 14th century. Number one. An outer garment worn by monks and friars. And the synonym is habit. Now, I have heard of a habit as something that the nuns wear. I don't think I realized that the monks and the friars were also wearing the habit. But you also just call it the frock. Put on your frock. It's the thing on the outside. Is my shirt a frock? Because I wear it on the outside of my skin. It's different than the clothes that I wear inside of my skin. Number two. An outer garment worn chiefly by men. So I guess maybe my shirt would be a frock, but we got more. We got 2A. A long, loose mantle. And I'm not sure what a mantle is in terms of clothes. A mantle? I know a mantle where the fireplace is. I'm sure I have heard of a mantle in terms of clothes, but what is it? Here, the first definition. A loose, sleeveless garment worn over other clothes. A cloak. A cloak is a mantle. Why am I just now learning about all of these words? Well, that's because you're reading the dictionary and you never did that before. All right, so now we got 2B. A workman's outer shirt. Especially. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm yawning. I am very tired today. Especially the synonym smockfrock. I have heard of smock. I did not know that you could combine frock with smock and have smockfrock. Ooh, I got the smockfrock. Woo-hoo! All right, 2C. A woolen jersey worn especially by sailors. All right, and number 3, a woman's dress. So a frock can be so many different things. A woman's dress, a workman's outer shirt, a sailor's woolen jersey, a cloaky kind of thing, the habit worn by monks and friars. Yeah, I think also just generically, it's just clothes. You put on your frocks in the morning, or not. You take off your frocks at night. Let's see. This word is from Old High German "rock," which means mantle or coat. So yeah, it's typically, I guess, that definition, that etymology is like a thing that you're putting over your other stuff. I'm not wearing any frocks today. Nope. No woman's dresses for me. Ribbit. The second form of frock is a transitive verb from 1828. Number 1, to clothe in a frock. When I'm putting on my smock frock, I'm frocking myself. Number 2, to make a cleric of. I guess that's the idea of if you are making a cleric, is this like somebody in the religious world, somebody maybe who's in a church, a cleric? They put on these frocks, the monks, the friars, maybe they're related to this. So when they have to ceremoniously don these frocks, these habits, then you are frocking them. I'll frock you. Ribbit. Now we have frock coat, two words, noun from 1823. It is a man's knee-length, usually double-breasted coat. A frock coat. Didn't know that was called a frock coat, but of course we have learned that a frock is typically an outer garment like a coat, so it's a little bit of a redundant name. Frock coat. I'm putting on my frock coat. I really just want a smock frock. Ribbit. Next is fro, F-R-O-E, or F-R-O-W. It is a noun from 1574. And it is a cleaving tool for splitting cask staves and shingles from the block. What are we talking about? I don't know. Let's look at the etymology. It is perhaps an alternative of the obsolete word froward. It's like forward, but it's froward, which means turned away. So if you've turned away... I have turned away from the microphone, so I'm fro, fro. Also from Middle English, it is from the position of the handle. The handle is turned away from the other stuff. What other stuff? The block? I don't know what context this is. A cleaving tool for splitting cask staves. Well, casks I know are like barrels that you're putting wine in, maybe, or other things. I'm just looking up some of these words. Fro, cask, block. Let's see if we come up with anything interesting. I guess maybe when you're making the cask, maybe all those things, those pieces are the staves and the shingles. It's going away from the block, which is why it's fro. This one's a little bit confusing because I don't have the context. I need the context. Ribbit! Frogs don't say that word, but now we have the word frog. Here we go. This is the biggest one of this episode. So many definitions. Frog, some people say frog, frog and frog. Noun from before the 12th century. Let's just right off the bat say I'll post a picture of a frog on the social media. Number one, any of various largely aquatic leaping anoran amphibians, examples of those would be ranids, that have slender bodies with smooth, moist skin and strong, long hind legs with webbed feet. It says compare to toad. And yes, toads and frogs are very similar, and I don't know if I know the difference, but I think I kind of know the difference. So that was a lot of information. Let's see. I don't know the word anoran or anuran. I would have read it way back here in the A's, and I guess I wasn't paying attention to stuff so much. It's an order of amphibians comprising the frogs, toads, and tree frogs, all of which lack a tail in the adult stage and have long hind limbs, often suited for leaping and swimming. So basically, the anuran animals, they are tadpoles when they're young, and then they lose the tail and gain the legs. That is, I mean, listen, there are some very fascinating metamorphoses in the animal world, and that's one of the more interesting ones. You lose a tail, and when they're getting older, their tail gets smaller and smaller, but then the legs are getting bigger and bigger and bigger. They come from nothing. They just grow these bones, these legs. Wow-wee. Which is interesting because they're defined by their legs that they don't even have. They're defined by not having legs when they're little, and then they have these great, strong legs when they're adults. All right, those are frogs. Anything else? Nope, that's it. Other than moist skin. Moist skin. Number two. The triangular, elastic, horny pad in the middle of the sole of the foot of a horse. And it says to see the hoof illustration, which will be in the H's. Okay, the triangular, elastic, horny pad in the middle of the sole of the foot of a horse. Wow, so many of those. I love it when they do that. In the, of the, of the, of the. I don't know a lot. I did randomly... I was not searching for it. It was just one of those ads or sponsors or suggestions on the social media. I opened up probably Instagram and there was a video and I was like, what is this? And I realized that I think it was somebody cleaning the hoof of a horse. You know, they have to cut it down and it was all muddy and stuff. And there was as they were cutting away, there was a hole in one of the sides. And they pulled some gross crap out of the hole and they were trying to cut away at the hoof to get rid of the hole. And that also in the background, it looked like there was a bunch of poop or something. I don't know what was going on. I was like, I'm done with this. I can't keep on looking at this. Maybe there's a frog in there. Do I have a hair sticking out of my lip? What is that? So there's a triangular thing on the hoof of a horse called a frog. Didn't know it. I guess a triangle is kind of like the shape of a frog. If you're looking down at it, the face is kind of the point, and then it spreads out to be the legs. Yeah, they're triangular. Oh, that was a lot of stuff. Number 3A. A loop attached to a belt to hold a weapon or tool. The loop attached to a belt. So you put on a belt, but the belt has a loop on it. And you put in your tool or your weapon into that loop. And that's called a frog. Why is that called a frog? It doesn't say, it doesn't explain. I'm sure a lot of these definitions are going to have their own reasons for why that's a frog. 3B, an ornamental braiding for fastening the front of a garment that consists of a button and a loop through which it passes. So we got the loop again. I guess that's the connection between 3A and 3B. Braiding for fastening the front of a garment that consists of a button and a loop. So I guess this is just the button. You know, you got a button and you put it through the slit on the other side of the clothes, maybe the frock, the frock coat. And, but it is ornamental. It's the braiding that goes on the thing, I guess, around the thing. And that's the frog. You gotta button your frog when you put on your smock frock. Number four is often capitalized and also usually offensive. And the synonym is Frenchman. I have heard of this. The French people called the frogs. I don't know why, other than the FR. Why are French people called frogs? Let's look this up. Let's do why French frog. Because it'll know, it'll get it. Well, the AI says, the term frogs, used to refer to the French, is likely derived from a combination of historical factors and stereotypes, with the most prominent explanation being the association of French people with eating frog legs. Additionally, the fleur-de-lis, a French symbol.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 38 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And right now, you can get an extra $100 site credit when you sell for the first time. Go to TheRealReal.com to get your extra $100. TheRealReal.com. That's TheRealReal.com.
Was sometimes mistaken for a frog, and some aristocratic homes in pre-Revolution France had statues of toads on their gate pillars, which could have contributed to the association. All right, so we got a number of things, and I'm sure there's a lot more, and do we trust the AI completely? No, but you know what? Sometimes it gives some pretty good information. So, French people are called frogs, but it is usually offensive, so maybe it's not the best idea for you to go around when you're in France and say, "Hi, frogs, what's going on? Frogs, wow, you're so froggy. You're like a triangle on the foot of a horse." Number five, a device permitting the wheels on one rail of a track to cross an intersecting rail. This is the device permitting the wheels on one rail of a track to cross an intersecting. So is this when the train tracks split or converge? I guess it depends on what direction they're going in. And there's that device that like shifts from one to the other. And if it's in one direction, the train is going to keep on going down the train track. And if it's in the other direction, the train is going to go onto the new track. I think that's the thing that it's talking about, and that is a frog. Why is that a frog? If you're a train nerd, maybe you know about this frog, and you can tell me all about it in an email or a voicemail or something. Number six, a condition in the throat that produces hoarseness, as in the example, had a frog in his throat. Sometimes if I talk too much, I have a frog in my throat. Because I'm talking like this. I got a frog in my throat. It sounds like I've got a frog in my throat. Because I am so froggy. And I'm saying ribbit, ribbit, ribbit. Frog. Number seven. The nut of a violin bow. The nut. Is that the part where you hold it? Is it on the other side? What part is the nut? The nut of a... specifically, it says violin bow. Let's do frog. If we frog, violin bow. Here we go. It fills it in for me. Thank you so much. There's a whole Wikipedia entry called bow frog. And yeah, this is the part where you hold on to it. The origin of the name frog is unknown, although it may derive from the use of the frock, the small device that bow makers use to shape it. Interesting. That wasn't in the frock definitions. It also referred to as the heel or nut of the bow. Wow, we just got so much more information. We got one of our earlier words in this episode in the definition of why that thing is called the frog. I don't think it has to be a violin bow specifically. Can't it be any of the bows? Can you use it for violas and cellos and basses and maybe other things? When you play the saw with a bow, maybe that also still has the frog. It's just the thicker part, one end, for you to hold. All right. Next is number 8. It's the last one. It is a small holder with perforations or spikes for holding flowers in place in a bowl or vase or vase. Examples of this small holder would be metal, glass, or plastic. That's what it is made out of. Perforations or spikes for holding flowers in place. So is this like, I guess maybe the thing at the bottom of the bowl or vase that you put the flowers into? Or it's got the spike, so you can stab a thing on the spike, and that's called the frog. It's just sitting there in your bowl or vase to make it look very pretty, to help make it look very pretty. I guess that's a frog. Lots of frogs. I have a feeling that there are more things called frogs that are not even in this book. This word frog is from the Old English froga, akin to the Old High German frosk, which means frog. We have some specific information. It says senses 2, 3, 5, 7, and 8, unclearly derived and perhaps of distinct origin. So those were the triangular thing on the horse foot, that was the loop on the belt, and also the ornamental thing on the button. That was the device, the train track thing. Also the violin bow nut, and also the small holder for the bow or vase. So all of those maybe had completely different etymological origins, but it didn't say what. It's too much information to put in the dictionary. Okay. That was fantastic. And now I'm going to make a sound effect. I'm going to do something a little bit weird and specific. See if I can do it. That is the sound of a, I don't know if it's a toad or a frog. I think it's a frog. In, I think, Puerto Rico, it's the coqui frog. They're all over the place, especially at night. You're walking around and you hear that sound. Very high-pitched sound that they make, because they're very tiny little frogs. Now we have frog eye. One word, and yes, eye is like the eyeball. This is a noun from circa 1909. It is any of various fungal leaf diseases characterized by concentric rings about the diseased spots. There's the diseased spots on the leaf, and then there are concentric rings around it. And that is called frog eye because what? Does it look like a frog eye with all of those rings? Maybe? Yeah, that's the frog eye. Maybe humans don't get this because it says it's a fungal leaf disease. So sometimes you'll see leaves with these things, the diseased spot and the concentric rings, and you'll say, hey, that's frog eye. I know frog eye. Because it's a thing. Ribbit. Next is frog hopper. One word, noun from 1711. The synonym is spittle bug, which I have never heard of. Spittle bug? S-P-I-T-T-L-E-B-U-G. Spittlebug. What is a spittlebug? It's a frog hopper. Maybe they jump around. I need to look up a picture of this because I am not familiar with this whatsoever. I mean, I guess we can just look up frog hopper. Here we go. It's an insect, of course. Well, yes, it looks sort of familiar. Spittlebugs. What else? Is there another name for this? I don't know what I would call this thing. It's camouflaged to look kind of like a leaf with some legs. And let's post a picture of the frog hopper on the social media. Is it hopping like a frog? Hoppity hoppity hoop hoop. Ribbit. Frog kick. Two words, noun from 1940. It is a breaststroke kick executed with the knees primarily turned outward and the legs alternately separated and closed. This is a swimming stroke. It's the swimming kick. It's the kick you do when you're swimming, the breaststroke, and your legs are looking like frogs. I can't do this with my hands, with my fingers. What am I thinking? Nope, can't do it. But you know, you just imagine in your head, just a little bit. Think about how the frog legs move. And then move your legs like that when you're in the water. And then you are doing the frog kick. Sounds like a dance. Maybe we should make a dance called the frog kick. I mean, I can do it one leg at a time and when I'm standing, but you can't see it. You just see my body moving back and forth.
Ribbit.
Next is froglet or froglet. Frog plus L-E-T, noun from 1874. This is a young frog, specifically, though, one that has recently metamorphosed from a tadpole. So the very young frogs are the tadpoles. But as they get a little bit older, they lose that tail, they gain those legs, and then they're still young. They're called the froglet. I got nothing else. Froglets doing the frog kicks, wearing a smock frock.
Ribbit.
Frogman. Frogman or frogman? Is this... There's got to be a superhero in some comic called Frogman. If there's not, there's got to be. We got to make it. Okay, draw me a picture of Frogman. Is he a frog wearing a supersuit? Is he a man with a frog head? Is he a man whose face kind of looks like a frog? What is he? Why does he? Is he just a regular person but with a very long sticky tongue? Can he jump real high with his frog kick legs? I don't know. This is a noun from 1945. It is a person equipped for extended periods of underwater swimming, especially a person so equipped for military reconnaissance and demolition. Reconnaissance and demolition feel like those are pretty different. Reconnaissance is when you go to get some information. Demolition is when you destroy stuff. Examples of how this frogman is equipped would be with a face mask, flippers, and an air supply. And people were like, haha, when you're so equipped, you look like a frog. You can act like a frog when you're underwater for so long, because they like to stay underwater sometimes, and also not underwater sometimes.
Frogman. Ribbit.
Frog march is next two words with a hyphen. It is a transitive verb from 1923. This is to seize from behind, roughly, and forcefully propel forward. As in the example, frog marched him out the door. Okay, interesting. To seize from behind roughly. You're grabbing somebody roughly from behind them, and you push them forward. So let's say you're both facing in the same direction, and you're behind them. You grab them and push them. Is that what this is? The frog march? I guess I've never been frog marched. I've never heard of this term. It's very old. It's over 100 years old. Frog marched him out the door. Well, I think you probably have to do that with a child. If they're like, I don't want to go, and you grab them and you push them, just give them a good hard push. No, don't do that to children. That's not very nice. Frog march. Why is it frog? I don't know. Ribbit. Frog spit is next two words. Noun from circa 1825. The synonym is the first definition for cuckoo spit. Now, why don't I remember this one at all? Come on, that seems like something I would remember. Cuckoo spit? Cuckoo? Cuckoo? I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Let's see. C-U. It's going to be way at the end of the C's. Where's this? Gotta do the thing. Here we go. We're getting close. Cuckoo spit is what? What is the cuckoo spit? Where is it? Here we go. A frothy secretion exuded on plants by the nymphs of spittle insects. Oh, hey, and earlier we had spittlebug is also called a, what is it called? A frog hopper. And so the stuff that they exude, they secrete on plants. Oh, and also, spittlebug is another synonym for cuckoo spit. So that name of that bug could also be just cuckoo spit. That's why they're spittlebugs, because they secrete stuff onto plants, probably from their mouth or maybe other parts. I don't know. So that's cuckoo spit, which is also frog spit, which makes sense if you call them also frog hoppers. Maybe it's a regional thing. Some people call them frog hoppers and frog spit, and some people call them spittlebugs and cuckoo spit. Why cuckoo? Oh, boy. Life is so complicated. Ribbit. Next is frolic. We have finished all of the frog words. This is the first form of frolic, or frolic, F-R-O-L-I-C, adjective from 1538. This means full of fun. Full of fun. The synonym is merry, M-E-R-R-Y, like Merry Christmas. Frolic Christmas. You're feeling so happy and merry. You are full of fun. Oh, they are the life of the party. They're so frolicky. They're frolicking all about. Ooh, we'll get to that. This word is from Dutch vroeljik, from Middle Dutch rolik, also from vro, V-R-O, which means happy, akin to the old High German fro, which means happy. So yeah, fro, vro, vrolik. They just added the lick to don't lick the frogs or the toads. To make it happy. Yeah, full of fun. What a frolic. But I don't ever hear frolic used as an adjective. I don't know. But what I do hear more is maybe this one. Ribbit. The second form of frolic is a verb, an intransitive verb from 1593. Number one, to amuse oneself. Also, to make merry. I am doing this podcast to amuse myself. I am frolicking myself as I read the dictionary in a silly way. Number two, to play and run about happily. If you are playing and running, but you're not happy about it, I'm not happy about my playing. When we play tag, I'm not happy. I'm monkey in the middle. I played monkey in the middle, and I was not happy about that, so I was not frolicking when I played monkey in the middle. No, no. But when you're happy about it, and the synonym is romp, you're romping around, you're frolicking. You're frolicking. A frolicker is a noun. Look at that frolicker. They're so full of fun. Ribbit! The third form of frolic is a noun from 1616. Number one, a playful or mischievous action. They're just doing a frolic. Like, kids will be kids. Frolicking. Number 2A. An occasion or scene of fun. The synonym is party. Wow, what a dry way to describe something so fun. An occasion of fun. A scene of fun. Look at that scene of fun over there. Those people look like they're having fun. Those people look like they're frolicking. Wow, they're such frolicsome people having fun over there in that occasion. It's a frolic. Number 2B, the synonyms are fun and merriment. Let's have some frolic when we frolic at the frolic because we are frolic people. Frolic people. Oh, and now we got to go on to our very last word.
Ribbit.
It's frolicsome, which I think I already said. Frolicsome, adjective from 1699. It means full of gaiety. The synonyms are playful and sportive. Sportive? Gaiety, by the way, is G-A-I-E-T-Y. It is from the word gay, which back in the day meant happy. And it has changed meanings, so sometimes when you're watching old things, we just watched that movie. Well, I won't say what movie it is because I haven't gotten it to it on my list yet. But they did use the word gay at one point to mean happy. And I think there's a movie called, is it a Zorro movie or is it something else? It's like the gay swordsman, the gay Zorro is so gay. I don't remember. But yes, it just happy. That's all it is. Full of gaiety, full of happiness, playful and sportive is frolicsome. That is it. I think you should try to be more frolicsome. Try to be just happy and playful. Have some fun. Make the boring things in life fun and a game. And then maybe you'll enjoy them a little bit more. Like when Bart Simpson had to lick all of those envelopes or stamps. He made it frolicsome. Let's pick a word of the episode. Why shall we? We shall. Yes, let's do that. And let's frolic while we do it. While we do it. FRM. Fro. Fro. Frock. 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 Coat. Fro. Frog. Frog eye. Frog hopper. Frog kick. Froglet. Frog man. Frog march. Frog spit. Frolic. 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 Frolicsome. I was just sort of walking in place. All right, which one is going to be the word of the episode? I was fascinated by frog hopper and frog spit. Let's see. I mean, frog is pretty interesting. A lot of stuff about frogs, things called frogs that aren't actually frogs. Anything else? I don't know. There wasn't really anything that jumped out at me. I mean, maybe this. That's fine. Let's pick frolicsome as the word of the episode. I'm feeling so frolicsome today. I'm jumping around, frolicking today. Yay! That was fine. Fine. I feel so frolicky about frolicsome. Now, I shall talk to you about a movie. We decided to watch, I don't even remember how this came up. We decided to watch Happy Gilmore, the original Happy Gilmore that's almost 30 years old. And there is a new Happy Gilmore movie coming out. I think it's this year. I think it's very soon. In fact, you know, let's look at this, look it up. It might already be out by the time this episode airs. Happy, those aren't peas. Where's the peas? There's the peas. Happy Gilmore 2. Here we go. I am going to watch it. I think it's coming to Netflix, if I remember correctly. Does it say here somewhere? I don't know. But it's, you know what? It's, how can it be? It's going to be good. It is coming out. Here we go. July 25th. It's already out by the time. So you've probably seen it. I've probably seen it already. Here we go. Yep, it's coming to Netflix. Let's do it. Let's watch more Happy Gilmore, play some golf, and do some stuff, and be frolicky Gilmore. This is the end of the episode. Thank you so much for checking it out. Please tell your friends and your enemies and your family and other people that you are acquainted with. This has been Spencer Dispensing Information. Goodbye.
Ribbit?